Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House lawmakers at this hour are debating the debt ceiling package, with Speaker Kevin McCarthy vowing he has the votes to get the measure passed, despite some opposition from conservative members of his own party. He called it a huge accomplishment.
Tonight, we are going to vote for the largest savings in American history, over $2.1 trillion. That's what we'll vote on.
President Biden has also expressed optimism the deal will pass today. Both sides have been working with centrist members of the respective parties to make sure the debt ceiling is raised to avert a possible U.S. default. Former Vice President Mike Pence plans to announce his campaign for president next week in Iowa. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Pence has been signaling his plans for months.
A source familiar with the campaign confirms that Pence is expected to jump into the race for the Republican presidential nomination at an event in Des Moines. Pence will join at least 9 other Republican candidates vying to unseat former President Donald Trump as a frontrunner for the party's nomination. Pence has been spending time lately in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's been talking to voters and joining events in those two critical early voting states in the Republican primary. During those events, he's previewed a campaign focused on traditional GOP themes, like fiscal responsibility and supporting American allies abroad. Pence has also made more pointed jabs at the man he served alongside for 4 years by invoking his own faith and family values and promising to respect the Constitution. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, lawyers representing former President Donald Trump are continuing to fight Manhattan prosecutors over where he should be tried in an upcoming trial over hush money payments. 10 months before the scheduled start of the New York criminal case, Trump's lawyers continue to maintain he could not receive a fair trial, saying the case should be moved to a federal court. The Manhattan DA's office says it should be held in state court where it began. Ultimately, a federal judge in Manhattan will decide whether to seize the case or let it remain in state court. Head of the U.S. Border Patrol has announced his retirement. NPR's Joel Rose reports Chief Raul Ortiz is stepping down after leading the agency through a major policy shift at the southern border.
Raul Ortiz worked his way up through the ranks of the Border Patrol in a career lasting more than 30 years, serving as its chief since August of 2021. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas praised Ortiz for his commitment to the well-being of his roughly 20,000 agents. Ortiz has postponed his retirement several times, Mayorkas said, to continue leading the Border Patrol. Ortiz faced enormous frustration in the ranks as the number of border apprehensions climbed to record levels, and he led the Border Patrol through the wind-down of Title 42, the pandemic border restrictions that expired earlier this month. It's not clear who will replace him. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. More than 20,000 people have now been evacuated in the Canadian province of Nova Scotia due to record-breaking wildfires there. Emma Jacobs reports one of the fires burning this week is now the largest the province has ever seen, destroying about 150 homes.
Halifax Deputy Fire Chief Dave Meldrum can't say when people will be allowed to return to their homes on the city's outskirts, where one wildfire rages.
I would encourage all of us to be ready for a long firefight. We've got a lot of dry weather days ahead. We've got low humidities forecasted. This is going to be a prolonged operation.
He says current dry and windy weather conditions increase the risk of existing wildfires spreading, as well as embers that could ignite new blazes. Smoke from the area has also crossed the border into New England, with authorities issuing air quality alerts as far south as Philadelphia. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
A proposal from the government's top highway safety regulator would require all new passenger cars and light trucks come with emergency braking systems within the next 3 years. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the move to include such potentially life-saving systems reflects a trend toward electronic systems that can do some things more quickly than drivers themselves. NHTSA has been somewhat reluctant to require the systems, fearing the pace of adoption is too rapid for emerging technology. However, 90% of new passenger vehicles already include that kind of braking technology. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 134 points. The Nasdaq was down 82 points. The S&P 500 fell 25 points. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.